From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Turkey's ruling party in the lead with most of the votes counted. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan's party appeared headed to victory in Sunday's parliamentary election in Turkey. Official results are not expected for a number of days. Reuters reports that Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoglu called for unity concerning constitutional changes now that his party seems to have gained a majority. Returns indicate a defeat for the Nationalist Movement Party, which lost many of the seats they had gained in the last election in June. Some violence was reported as the election returns came in. An aviation official said Sunday that a Russian airliner that crashed in Egypt disintegrated in the air. The remarks come a day after the Metrojet flight disappeared from radar over the Sinai Peninsula with 224 people aboard. Nearly all of the passengers aboard the Metrojet charter flight were Russian tourists returning to St. Petersburg from the Egyptian resort town of Sharm el-Sheikh. Three Ukrainians are also among the dead. Emergency crews have recovered at least 129 bodies, and both of the plane's black boxes, which record flight data and pilot communications. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry met Sunday with Uzbekistan's President Islam Karimov. The two held talks in the city of Samarkand on the fringes of a diplomatic gathering of his five Central Asian counterparts. The meetings are aimed at reassuring them of American engagement in the region. A U.S. State Department spokesman says Kerry and Karimov discussed global issues of shared concern, including combating violent extremism, as well as regional security and stability. This is VOA News.